The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Ciara, we are starting with a political bombshell.
Well, we are, of course, because this afternoon the Dáil is debating the motion of confidence in the government in the wake of the nationwide fuel protests last week. Sinn Féin had announced they'd be tabling a motion of no confidence in the government on Sunday before the government tabled their own motion of confidence this morning, and a vote is scheduled to take place within the hour. But we are joined now from the Dáil, from Leinster House, by Newstalk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Sean, tell us what is happening, specifically this breaking news about Michael Healy-Rae. We had heard Danny Healy-Rae might not vote with the government. Tell us what's happening.
Yeah, literally just in the last couple of minutes, Ciara, Michael Healy-Rae, Junior Forestry Minister, has confirmed he will be voting no confidence in the government. He said he had spoke to essentially all of the Healy-Rae family, but also his advisors, his staff, and more generally, the people of Kerry, and he feels that the government has gone against the people and he can no longer stay as a member of it. He said that he has been honoured and it has been the thrill of his life to be a minister, but that ultimately this is a government that hasn't listened, and then singled out Micheál Martin as well for criticism, saying that it has a leader that has not listened to people when it came to the fuel protest and the rising cost of living. So he is going to vote against the government. We can, I think, fairly safely assume Danny Healy-Rae is now going to do the same. So that's two government votes gone, their majority trimmed down to five. They will still pass this vote, but they are losing a junior minister and losing two votes as well in the process.
This wasn't necessarily expected, Sean. I mean, there had been noises coming from Danny Healy-Rae, but Michael Healy-Rae had kept his powder dry.
And Michael Healy-Rae was also in these negotiations over the weekend, let's not forget. He was one of the ministers who was in the room as they were negotiating with the likes of the Irish Farmers Association and other bodies, the Road Haulage Association. So his fingerprints were on this deal. And I suppose people in government thought, and certainly Sean Canney, the leader of the independent group in government, had indicated as recently as Sunday night that as a result, Michael Healy-Rae, Noel Grealish and the others who were directly involved in putting together this €505 million package would therefore back it and vote with it in the government. And all the debate this morning, as you say, was about Danny Healy-Rae. Is he going to wobble? I suppose perhaps there was a feeling that if Danny Healy-Rae was not going to vote with the government, Michael Healy-Rae maybe felt he couldn't have a split in the family, have one on the opposition benches and one on the government benches. That wouldn't necessarily be good for brand Healy-Rae. We'll, I suppose, delve into that and uncover exactly what was behind it over the next couple of hours and days. But a pretty big, as I think Shane described it, a political bombshell going off in Leinster House this afternoon.
You would imagine from the outside looking in, though, that Michael Healy-Rae, the shots are not called always by Danny Healy-Rae. So there is something in all of this. The reaction within Leinster House to Michael Healy-Rae's announcement?
Well, look, I mean, literally, this has just happened in the last 2 minutes, so we're still getting reaction. I think general surprise and shock seems to be the tone so far, and we'll hear a little bit more from the Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil benches. They obviously weren't able to talk him around or talk those two votes around, but it probably sums up a general muted response from the government benches today. This hasn't been a barnstorming debate on the motion of confidence in the way we would have seen in the past, when you used to have maybe the likes of Michael Ring and Heather Humphreys, who would be totally bombastic hitting back at the government. Really, probably Simon Harris has been the strongest of the defenders of the government. All the rest have been quite muted. Listen to a little bit of what he had to say in defence of his coalition a short few minutes ago.
People face real pressures, but no one in this republic gets to restrict the right of anyone else to move or go about their business. Beneath the noise, we had the cancer patient who couldn't get to their chemo. We had the expectant mother who didn't get to their checkup.
Save
we had the man who didn't get to his dialysis appointment.
Save it for
we
your
had the worker who lost a day's pay because they couldn't
through
get
the
to their job. We had a parent stuck in traffic with screaming kids. We had the business owner who couldn't open because of a lack of stock. While we mightn't have heard from these people much, we know that they're feeling the pressure. These are people who feel the pressure every day. They get up in the morning, they go to work, and they try to get on with it. There are genuine hard-working people concerned. People who joined the protest too because they're feeling the pinch. Decent people who need our help and need our assistance. They will remain our focus. They'll remain our focus every day, including in our resolutions tonight. That's what fairness looks like. It's what a strong economy can deliver. Real outcomes, a good job and security for you and your family.
Sean, if the government benches are slightly muted, barring perhaps Simon Harris, what are the opposition saying?
Well, the opposition are full-throated. I mean, they've kind of been repeating a lot of the lines we've heard in the last while. People hitting out about maybe Garda handling of the last week, certainly government handling of the last week. And lots of them, despite us only being 17 months on for an election, calling for a vote, saying this government has not only lost the confidence of the House, but of the people, the leader-in-chief of those calls, Mary Lou McDonald.
Listen to the voices of those decent working people who are out on the streets peacefully demonstrating and calling you out. And by God, you don't like the people calling you out, do you? They were telling you that they have had enough. And now today we on their behalf reiterate that stance and tell you that it is time now for an election. Let the people have their say, because your government no longer commands the confidence of the Dáil or of the Irish people, and it is your time to go.
That sounds very much like as you say, full-throated. And do you have a sense, I mean, the numbers stack up for the government, but that the government are somewhat on the ropes here. What are other people saying in there, Sean?
Yeah, look, as I say, the numbers, they should have a majority of five. Gillian Toole, I think, is the only independent we haven't heard from. We'll see what way she votes later. But Barry Heenahan and others seem to be backing the government on this. You've had people like Denise Mitchell from Sinn Féin saying that they've seen two fingers given to the people of Ireland through this government and its actions over the last while. You've had a lot of people talking about the general government surplus and how that should have been delved into even more than they have so far. And then a lot of criticism as well of Jim O'Callaghan as the Justice Minister. Keen O'Callaghan from the Social Democrats called him G.I. Jim O'Callaghan and said he acted like Rambo last week when he was calling in the army on Thursday. And both him and then Patrick O'Donovan, who of course has criticised the media coverage of this event, were targeted by the Labour leader, Ivana Bacic.
On Thursday morning, the Justice Minister, ratcheting up the tension by announcing that the assistance of the Defence Forces had been requested. In his rush to get on the airwaves, it appears he neglected to consult with the Minister for Defence. His intervention only inflamed the situation further. Not to be outdone, of course, the Minister for Media announced yesterday that he wants Comisión na mBan to investigate media coverage of the protests. Goodbye, Viktor Orban. Hello, Patrick O'Donovan.
Ivana Bacic does love a soundbite, Sean Defoe. How much longer will the debate continue before the vote?
So we should get the vote starting before 5 o'clock. It is a walkthrough vote, which means it's going to take about a half an hour. So hopefully somewhere in the quarter past five, half five, we will know that the government has survived, is certainly what we're expecting, but also the scale of it, whether the two Healy Rays are the only two overboard, and maybe get a bit more of a sense of what exactly happened there and why Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil couldn't convince them to stay.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean. We may check in again with you later on during the programme, because we will be bringing you, of course, our listeners, the latest on the vote as we have it. We're also joined now by Jessica Woodlock, News Talks reporter. Jessica, you are outside the Dáil because there's a protest ongoing currently as well.
Well, Ciara, just as I'm talking, I don't know if you can hear the crowd behind me, but Michael Healy-Rae has just come out of the Dáil. I just caught a few words. I was half listening to Sean, half listening to Deputy Michael Healy-Rae, but he's just informed the press here that are standing at the door that he's been working on behalf of the people of Kerry, and that's why he decided to make that decision in the last few minutes. He said that someone asked him, what's next for you, Deputy? And he said, well, he's going to continue to support the work and the work of the Healy Rays and the work of Kerry. He said he entered into the government on a position of trust, and he felt like that trust has been broken. So huge cheers here, Ciara. When he walked out, he'd just gone back inside, but he gave a wave and a fist up in the air to the protesters in a show of solidarity. When that news was announced just a few minutes ago, as Sean mentioned, Someone ran to the front of the protest line here and cheers erupted over the crowds here, Kira. It's as busy outside, I'd say, as it is inside at the moment. Just to paint listeners the scene of what's happening here, the entire street of Kildare Street is blocked off and there's a huge Garda presence. There's also, Kira, a Garda helicopter overhead, and then there's around a couple of hundred protesters. Some of the protesters were involved in the fuel protests last week, but then there's others who are here for different reasons. I've seen a couple of posters calling for different demands, things like get Ireland out of the EU. But amongst the crowd, there is farmers, there is contractors, they're wearing their high vises, they're wearing their working gear, and a lot of them have come here today because they're unhappy with that package of measures that was announced on Sunday. As I mentioned, the Garda presence is keeping people at bay. I've covered a lot of protests here, but interestingly to do with this one is they've actually completely barricaded off Kildare Street, and there's about four barriers blocking, I suppose, the Leinster House to the public. So they've really been prepared, and that Garda cordon has been in place since about 1:30 this morning. I've spotted some TDs coming out and really having a talk with some of the crowd. Michael Collins was out, Michael Fitzmaurice, and some of those spokespeople who have been heavily involved in the fuel protest campaign. James Gagan, I believe, is here, and Christopher Duffy as well. But it's really lively here, Kira, as you can tell.
I think
Zachary coming out there was unexpected, not least to me as well. But it's really busy. But I've been speaking to those in the crowd who left work early today to get here, or who haven't gone in at all and felt it was important to come here today. So here's what they had to say.
We came up today, I said I gathered up, the lads that's working with me, pretty much joined the rest of them again, the fuel prices and the cost of living in general.
And were you involved in the protest last week?
I got down to the local one in Gorey, and that's what I did last week. So basically I said we'd come up here and make a support today, get us into the gear and head on. Fuel bill alone, like just travelling to work, has probably gone up around 25%, like, you know, per week. So, I thought it was just a good idea to get here and give your support, you know, be on the ground. I know they're saying I've heard it's 10 cents per litre off at the pumps. But it doesn't make a huge difference, like, you know, I mean, I think there needs to be more done.
Being affected with the price of the cost, trying to wake up in the morning to go do work that we can't afford to take a hit anymore is killing us, like. My diesel bill last week or 2 months ago was 7.5, now it's 15,000, and then to fill 3 lorries on top of that, it's madness.
And the measures that were announced on Sunday, you know, what's your reaction to them? Will they help you at all, or I assume because you're here now you're looking for more?
To be honest, it was an insult. 2.4 cent on Sunday, you wouldn't buy a lollipop at 2.4 cent, never mind an extra litre of diesel. So that's the way we look at it. And unfortunately, the government have got it wrong this time, and it's burying the smaller lads more than big lads, and that's just the way it's gone. It's gone wrong.
And what business are you involved with?
Well, personally, I have 3 lorries, and then I have 12 tractors, I'm a contractor as well, like, we have three silage harvesters, 3 lorries, 3 loaders, 12 tractors. It's just not feasible, and I can't go say to you that I need you to pay me an extra 2,000 on your silage there this year, because I sent 12 tractors, no one will pay me. And then I'm looking at the banks and I can't pay you because no one paid me.
And that was Jessica Woodlock there reporting from that protest that is ongoing outside the Dáil. And in that breaking news, that announcement has been made that Michael Healy-Rae is withdrawing from government and resigning his ministry and voting against the confident motion in the Dáil, the government confidence.
I think we can hear him, I think, can we?
We're about to.
Yeah. I've listened to the protesters, I've listened to the workers, I've listened to the people of Kerry, the canvassers who soldiered on long days and bad nights with me over the years, to my family, to my friends, to the office staff in Kerry, Fiona and Kevin, to the Department of Agriculture people, Jackie Casey and all the people I adore, to my son Jackie who's been by my side all the time. I've always looked at myself as a gauge of the people of rural Ireland. And I really believe that I am. People, when I see people begging on the side of the road, when I've seen grown men crying, last night inside in the plough bar, when I met tractor men, lorry men, farmers, and when they were telling me how unhappy they were, the leader of the country should have listened And because of the fact that I believe this government have left the people of Ireland down, I will be voting no confidence in the leader of the country, and I will be tendering my resignation as a Minister of State from now. And I would ask that future governments and this government, that they would listen, that they would be kind, that they would be understanding.
And that is Michael Healy tendering his resignation on the floor of the Dáil in the last half an hour.
Yeah, I mean, there was a question mark when he became a minister. Like, his political operation in Kerry is extraordinary. He is incredible. I mean, they have two seats in Kerry. It is what he has done in terms of building a political machine is extraordinary. The question mark was, could he make the jump
from local to national?
To local to national. And I think he's answered that question.
Well,
today.
The text line, you did hear the huge cheers that went up from the crowd outside the Dáil when Michael Healy came out and punched the air. Not performative at all. Loads of people texting though. Good for the Healy Rays. Just what the country needs. A general election in the middle of a worldwide crisis. Local political clowns, says this texter.
Terry and Slorgan says, so Healy Ray gets his ministerial pension and become a local hero. Nice work. I do have to respond to one thing in that audio that Jess played there. When people say you wouldn't get a lollipop for the amount of money that was given.
2.4 cent off the litre of green diesel.
Or 750 million euro in total. Is that where we're at? Like, have we lost all sense of perspective? 750 million euro, you wouldn't get many lollipops for that?
Do you know what though, Shane?
This is madness.
No, and I'm not arguing madness. With you. And you're spitting facts. But there is something happening in the mood in the country. And I think a lot of what we are seeing currently out there is driven by fear. There is a divisive political narrative globally and now nationally as well. And we are in strange waters.
But
and
we're in dangerous
times.
Dangerous waters. Because if we think 750 million is nothing, well, then it is inevitable we will be bankrupt in no time. That is where we're heading.
Look, let us know what you think out there. You've just heard that breaking news. Michael Healy Ray has resigned from government. He would not vote with confidence in the government or in Micheál Martin. He singled Micheál Martin out there. Let us know what you think about all of this, where we're going now. We're in a chartered territory here, lads.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.